It's the Last Call podcast with Chris Michaels, a late podcast, because what I wanted to talk about yesterday turned out to be a previous episode of the Last Call podcast with Chris Michaels, because I did it a year ago. It was about a patent that would prophylactically inject people with graphene oxide so that they would be able to be tracked due to health reasons. So doesn't that sound familiar? And as I'm reading through this patent, I'm like, wait, I think I've seen this before. And lo and behold, that's what happened. And then I was like, I'm getting kind of drowsy and nobody's paying me anyway, so I might as well just do whatever the F I want. And I delayed it until today. So I'm not sure if anybody has seen the grand announcement of Nikki Haley. She's running for president on the Republican side, and she promised never to do this again as long as Donald Trump decides to seek the presidency, which he has decided to do. So George News came out with a little missive about what exactly Nikki Haley is all about. In 2012, in the New York Times, she said, "The reason I actually ran for office is because of Hillary Clinton." That's back in 2012. Haley supported Paul Ryan's plan for entitlement reform, threatening Medicare and Social Security. What they need to be doing is looking at entitlements, looking at Social Security, Medicaid, Medicare. Look at these things, and let's actually go to the heart of what's causing the government to grow and tackle that. So she wants to get rid of that. And instead of finding a peaceful solution to what's going on in the Ukraine, Haley was supporting sending more American fighter planes to fuel the war. And she said back in April of 22, Ukraine should get what they've asked for, which is those planes. Thank goodness we've got such a calm, moderate individual that wants to oversee the government and military of the United States in Miss Haley's efforts. Ugh, what a swine. What a disgusting, reprehensible human being. She's also, according to George News, is weak on immigration, does not support a border bill, and legal immigrants are more patriotic than most Americans these days. Correct. Legal immigrants. So what are you doing otherwise? Why are you saying those things? She defended Barack Obama when Trump criticized the former president on weak immigration policies. Haley did not support did not support a transgender bathroom bill to protect children. Why not? She's quickly summed it up by saying, "I don't believe it's necessary." On and on and on. And she flip-flopped on that last thing that I told you about, where she said she wouldn't run for office if Trump is doing that. And lo and behold, well, she is. And you can go back in prior news stories to find out how bad of a backstabbing, poisonous shrew she actually is to the people around her. I don't think anybody liked her when she was in public office in her early days, because she got stabber's elbow from stabbing everyone in the back. So I wouldn't trust this person at all, ever, for any reason whatsoever. So please do not be speckledorfed by Miss Haley running for office. She is a swine, and she also needs a hairstylist. Her hair is just messy and miserable. So the New York City government has been, this is what I was going to bring up the other day, and if you don't know about it by now, well, you know, I don't know what to tell you, but I'll bring it up anyway. Fingerprints, and this is from dailyclout.io. Fingerprints of unvaccinated New York City teachers flagged to the FBI. And this was originally published on teachersforchoice.org, February 8th of 2023, while arguing on behalf of fired New York City workers, which, if you don't know, if they declined the COVID vaccination, New York City fired all of those people. And now they've said, well, you know what? We're not going to have those vaccine mandates or requirements anymore. So if anybody that was fired would like to reapply for their job at a starting salary, then you're more than welcome to do that. Now, if that isn't the biggest slap in the face for a New York City worker, I don't know what is. At the same time, a lot of these workers that said no to these vaccines did not follow proper policies within human resources. You can't just say to your employer that's demanding you to do something, no, I'm not going to do it. You have to follow some kind of human resources accountability chain, some kind of policy, some kind of submission to get where you need to go. You just can't say no. I'm not going to do it. So I would assume a lot of those workers did just that. So anyway, on February 8th of 2023, those who declined COVID vaccination was represented by John Birch and stated in open court that unvaccinated teachers in New York City were flagged with problem codes in their personnel files. And when that occurred, quote unquote, their fingerprints are sent with that flag to the FBI and the New York Criminal Justice Services. This, once again, is the very definition of fascism. You have private, well, semi-private, quasi-governmental organizations like the MTA or anything like that. If you're around a major metro area, usually those are quasi. They're part private, part public organizations. But you've got the New York City government enforcing an experimental gene therapy prophylactic injection into their workers at the behest of Big Pharma. And if those individuals decided to turn down that experimental trial that they are refusing to be a part of, then their personnel files are sent off to the FBI, the Federal Department of Justice. That is fascism, because now you are creating a database of individuals that do not want to be part of a trial at the behest of Big Pharma. That has nothing to do with health. This has everything to do with dominance. It's got everything to do with making sure that the government enforces the will of big corporations. The government is not on your side with this. They were never on your side with this. Something else is going on here. And the source of this information is Betsy Combier, I think that's how you say it, who wrote an affidavit in Kane versus de Blasio, former stooge and big-footed idiot that was the mayor of New York City, where he another idiot. I mean, that guy should have never been the mayor of New York City. He's like 7 foot tall. His name isn't de Blasio, by the way. It's some German name, so he should go back over into the Black Forest and go bother people over there. And his daughter is just as bad as he is. She's equally reprehensible. She was part of all sorts of protests, and she had photographs of her put out there, and she's got those drugged out eyes. She's obviously on some kind of upper in these pictures. Like, she's just that wide-eyed Democrat look that Adam Schiff has all the time. So I don't know what kind of methamphetamines the girl was on when that picture was taken, but it was clearly that she was flying high on 11 herbs and spices. Anyway, in Kane versus de Blasio, that case where she stated unvaccinated teachers were given a problem code label, and that was then sent to the national databases at both the FBI and the DOJ. So this is what you're actually dealing with in these Democrat cities. These Democrats are compromised. You know, whatever they were trying to do during the 40s, 50s, and 60s, at some point, maybe even the 70s, with human rights and civil rights and, you know, women's rights and all that stuff, at some point, all of that got turned on its head. Maybe it was during the Clinton era, definitely during the Obama era. But at some point, the peace-loving, human-leaning Democrats turned into just this dictatorial, fascist, warmongering party that does everything that, well, Nazis do. And it is completely compromised. My suspicion is that this is not necessarily a domestic effort. I think it is a transnational effort. It could be from another country that's influencing these Democrats, but it could also be what Dr. Farrell on GizaDeathStar.com proposes a lot, is that there is a semi-breakaway civilization, and they are pulling the strings in all of these countries with their vast wealth. that they have stockpiled after World War II or during World War II, and they still have access to it. So you've got this whole shadow nationalist government that's just behind the scenes in every single country, which would kind of make sense. The closest representation you may have of that is the World Economic Forum, right? You've got the World Economic Forum that is behind all of these radical district attorneys and these bizarre socialist agendas and social agendas. I mean, you just look, you can't say, you can't say pregnant woman anymore. It's egg bearing or something like that. You can't say male or female. It's egg bearing. Really? Yeah. I'm pretty sure I'm not going to call women egg bearers anymore. Ever. Not anymore. I didn't start to begin with, but no, I prefer to go after egg bearers. stupid. Anyway. What this leads us down the road to is the ultimate seditious and traitorous activities with a lot of these individuals. This was put out by Seamus Brunner on thedrilldown.com. Secret China donations to the University of Delaware soared after founding of the Biden Institute. That's how this all works. I've explained it in past podcasts. Secret Chinese funds flowing to the University of Pennsylvania tripled after the Penn Biden Center, which illegally housed classified documents, was inaugurated. And thanks to a Government Accountability Institute analysis, we now can exclusively reveal that a pattern is emerging. A second university received more than $6.7 million in secret Chinese donations, including direct funding from the Chinese government, after Joe Biden set up a program there in his name. What are the odds of that? I've explained this to you in the past and how it works. So what happens is these former politicians or current politicians, they open up these libraries. They open up these centers. What do they have in these centers? They've got all of their documents. They've got countless pages of crap in there. But like we found out, they also have these classified documents that they put in there. And so what happens is you've got these high donors, these donors that come in there and they say, oh my goodness, I've donated to the library. I would like to see what my money is going to give me. So let me take a visit and, arrange an appointment for me to just stroll through the archives over there. And so what happens is with all of those classified documents, they know where they are. And ultimately, they just say, oh my God, there's all of these classified documents on a desk and nobody is watching. I better go in there and just look at them to make sure that nobody else could see dangerous classified material, potentially dangerous class or embarrassing classified material. You don't want that to get out. And then they take pictures or they take the documents altogether in some cases. But that's how all of that works, right? These donors go to these places and they look at embarrassing or dangerous or extremely sensitive classified documents. That's what Biden was doing. I remember during the Trump administration where the Chinese I think it was like an economic powwow in China, and they were complaining about Donald Trump because in prior presidencies, they said, we knew people at the top. If there was any kind of issue, all we had to do was make a phone call or an email to a few people at the top, and it would all get resolved behind closed doors because we were all working together on the same team. But with Trump, we didn't have any recourse. If something were to happen, we would call up Trump, we would call up Trump's donors, we would call all of these people, and we wouldn't get anywhere. We couldn't get an audience with Trump or the vice president or any of his cabinet members like we could under a Democrat-run administration like Obama's. Do you see how all of that works? It's a transnational network that doesn't care whether you're Chinese or American or Filipino, Mexican, Canadian, whatever you got. These people have a network, and this network doesn't care about you. It's all about revitalizing their own efforts and gaining more money for people at the top. And they had those connections in Obama's administration, assuming that that Chinese video was accurate and true. Same thing is happening now with Biden. You don't think this guy is compromised? Let's assume that these balloons just happen to have been Chinese and that accusation is actually true. Now you know why nothing is happening, right? Now you know why nothing is happening, because if they're Chinese and they're sending over these balloons and they happen to have been spying on all kinds of traffic, and I mean text messages, emails, all of that, and gobbling them all up and transmitting that data back to China, then if you've got a compromised president and you've got a compromised administration that is friendly to other individuals within the Chinese government, then of course nothing is going to happen. Of course it's not going to be reported on as much, right? Because they've made the phone calls behind closed doors. Oh, and by the way, right, this whole balloon thing, it's morphing all the time. It's kind of died down, let's be honest. But why did it all of a sudden come out last week? Why was there this media blitz, right? What the hell was that about? So this came out the other day from Bloomberg when they were talking about these balloons. And you had that the U.S. government had assessed that three unidentified objects downed since last Friday were likely for commercial use and not foreign intelligence gathering. You had high-altitude balloons, assuming they're balloons, right? Because they're not giving you any sort of real data. They're allowing you to go down whatever road you want to go down and make your own assumptions, and whatever is the most predominant assumption to all of this, whether it's extraterrestrials, Chinese weather balloons, American balloons, whatever it is, that's where they're going to pump the narrative up more. They need to do more polling as to what people actually believe on this. And so the Department of Defense kept saying that the balloons were tied to some commercial or benign purpose, and then John Kirby said, given what we've been able to ascertain thus far, and the intelligence community is considering, again, as a leading explanation, that these could just be balloons tied to some commercial purpose. What's the big deal? No big deal. And he also continued by saying, we haven't seen any indication or anything that points specifically to the idea that these three objects were part of China's spy balloon program, or that they were definitively involved in external intelligence collection efforts. So there you go, right? There you go. If these balloons weren't Chinese, they could possibly have been domestic. As I've said in the past, America launches spy balloons continuously over the United States itself. It's spying on its own citizens with these balloons. And we know that for certain. We know that for sure. This would also explain why there were these reports that these Chinese balloons had American writing on them. And also the reports that these balloons had American parts in them. Because it could very well be that these were America's own balloons. Now, why would they do that? What would be the purpose of generating some kind of semi-hectic, partially rabid response from Americans to hijack the media news cycle to create a new media blitz? Let's look at some of the things that we've got going on. Let's not really look at them, but let's mention them. The partial Epstein client list being revealed soon. Then you had the massive report by Seymour Hersh about the Nord Stream pipeline being done blowed up by none other than the United States. That's a pretty big deal. That's an act of war. Nobody's going to get out of that one alive, I'm telling you. Their heads are going to be rolling due to that, either domestically with terminations, or somebody is going to do something from a foreign country to this country, or possibly NATO, and it won't be pretty. It may not be tomorrow, but I can promise you something will be happening. And then also look at the Biden polling numbers. Look at that nonsense, right? All of that is a travesty. And they wanted to distract you from those stories. They also wanted to distract you from what's about to happen in the Ukraine. It's fairly obvious on the anniversary, the first anniversary of the Ukrainian-Russian war, that something big is going to occur from the Russian side. I don't think this war is going to be going on for that much longer. I still think the West is going to try to take us to the precipice of a very, very large nuclear showdown. I don't think nobody will pull the trigger. I don't think anybody will pull the trigger. But I think what they want to do is generate that fear to suck up more political power, just like they did during COVID. So I think that's the angle there. But those items, Epstein's client list, Joe Biden in the tank, and Kamala Harris in the tank with their polling numbers, the Nord Stream pipeline, the upcoming offensive from the Russians in the Ukraine war. Think about this. Oh, we're going to give the Ukraine $100 billion. Oh, and by the way, the president's son is an instrumental bag man in creating weapons of mass destruction biolabs all throughout the Ukraine and probably all throughout Taiwan too. How embarrassing is that for the Americans? And Russia is going to the UN to talk about the Nord Stream pipeline explosion. And I'm assuming that they're going to have some evidence to back up their claims with. That's why you saw this sudden push with all of these UFOs and UAPs out there. That's why you saw, oh, look at this. Look at it. You can see where, and they let you go down these various roads about, is it alien? Is it Chinese? Is it Russian? Oh, they're coming from from Kanuckistan. They're going through Alaska into Canada, into the United States. Why? How could this happen? How could NORAD have no idea what's going on? Where's General Van Herk and his group of continuity of government stooges? They need to take control. They need to usurp the power from Biden and the Democrats. Right. All of that stuff. All of that stuff. I suspect this is a massive PR stunt, media push to not let you think about what's really going to happen over the next 2 weeks. It's the Last Call podcast with Chris Michaels. As always, you can like me, find me, share me on Twitter, Instagram, and Truth Social at Last Call Caravan. And if you want to listen to me, you know what to do. You can go to any of your podcasting platforms and look for the Last Call podcast with Chris Michaels.